It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am thinking about how God will choose us in spite of ourselves. I was reading in Matthew, and in chapter 16, Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say I am? Peter responds, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And in verses 17 and 18, Jesus tells Peter, you are blessed because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. My initial takeaway from this passage is God revealed this truth to Peter, who he knew would later deny him, but God chose Peter anyway. And when I was, you know, reading this, I couldn't help but think about my own life and recall those times when, you know, I messed up or I faltered in some way, and how in that moment, you know, I challenged myself. I could be hard on myself or even disappointed. And I think it's so easy to transfer our mindset to God's by saying, well, if I'm disappointed in myself, he must really be disappointed. But I think this passage is so encouraging because it shows us that God will choose us in spite of our failures and shortcomings. I think it's fair to say that his love for us just endures it all. The scripture today is John 15:16. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. So, tomorrow or today, give this some thought and give yourself a break and know that God has bright plans for your future. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.